Good evening and welcome to Public Media N1's English language news broadcast Hungary Report. I'm Oshoya Flum. Thanks for joining us. 50,000 refugees arrived in Hungary till the end of May. This is a lot more than last year when the number of refugees was altogether 42,000. According to the Minister of the Interior, the immigration pressure is still increasing and the number of refugee applications can reach 100,000 by the end of this year. According to the governing Fidesz party, the refugee flow results a very serious security problem, contrary to the opinion of the opposition politicians. They say the problem is not as big as the government suggests.
Last weekend, almost 1,000 migrants were caught by the law enforcement forces. Most of them entered Hungary on the Csongrád border. A group of nearly 100 Afghan citizens, 17 children among them, were found by the border police near Ashotalom. Sándor Pintér, Minister of Interior, on the hearing by the Defence and Police Committee of the Parliament, said that the increase is clearly shown by the numbers. Last year, 42,000 people applied for refugee status in Hungary in the whole year. This year, 50,000 in the first 5 months. Up to the end of the year, this number can reach 100,000. And this means an extreme burden for the immigration authorities and for the police force also. According to our figures, it means at least €1 billion. We have to feed the refugees, and it costs 4,300 forints per day per capita, the minister said. Co-president of the opposition environmentalist party, Politics Can Be Different, emphasized that the Orbán administration cannot solve the problem of migration alone. This is why we need a prime minister who is able to articulate our national interests in the EU and cooperate with other nations who also make efforts to solve the same problems, she said. Socialist lawmaker Zsolt Molnár thought that the government uses exaggerated numbers as a threat for the voters. The communication of the refugee crisis is highly controversial. The numbers are unreal. The threat is exaggerated. There are much less refugees in the reality, opposition lawmakers said. Lajos Kósa, vice president of Fidesz, warned that German and Austrian authorities accelerated the deportation of illegal migrants and that it can be another burden for Hungary. If from now on not a single refugee crosses the Hungarian border and we count all illegal migrants who are now in other EU member states but entered the Union via Hungary and registered their data here, that is 160, 200,000, the deportation would last at least 14 years with the actual speed. Until that time, we should feed them, he said. He also emphasized that Hungary, compared to its size and economic capacity, bears an enormous share of the current migrant crisis and that it must not be swept under cover, but has to be dealt with.
A conference was organized in honor of Helmut Kohl, former Chancellor of Germany, who, among others, played a major role in the destruction of the Berlin Wall. Helmut Kohl is 85 this year.
The fall of the Berlin Wall, the German reunification, the formation of the EU and the euro, the common currency. Key moments of the 20th century, and the key person in them was the 85-year-old Helmut Kohl, former Chancellor of Germany. He endeavored to destroy the wall separating the European nations and build bridges among them to make the reunification of the continent possible. He envisaged the enlargement of policies of the EU, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said on the conference commemorating the former chancellor in Budapest. There is a migration second only to the great migration in the early Middle Ages in Europe now, and this can change the shape of our continent irreversibly, he added. It's not the actual illegal migration is the challenge we have to find the answer for. We have to figure out what sort of Europe we want after it, the Prime Minister said. Helmut Kohl was a giant for what he did to make Europe's reunification possible, and for he was ready to accept or even wounds for its sake, Wolfgang Schüssel, former Chancellor of Austria, said. Helmut Kohl took everybody serious, listened to everybody, and answered the questions, said the former Chancellor.
der noch gefragt hat.
Hungary needs friends like Helmut Kohl, who make friends to Hungary and for Europe, not only in 1990, but even now, said Zoltán Balog, Minister of Human Resources, in his speech. We would like to have what he did in Germany, in Hungary and in Europe, to be the part of our future, not our past, he added. He also emphasized that, as Mr. Kohl did, Hungary also sees its guarantee for the survival and even prosperity in the Christian culture and identity.
Al Gore, previous Vice President of the United States, does emphasize the significance of real action to stop global warming together in his video message, which appeared on Tuesday on a website launched by the initiative of János Áder, President of Hungary. Anyone can join a worldwide action of the climate protection on the website elobolygónk.hu.
More than 2,000 people died in the heat wave in India so far. Every year, Sartre heat comes before the monsoon season, but this time it reached a record. Meanwhile, in May, hail, snowstorms, tornadoes destroyed large areas in the United States. Extreme weather conditions are a problem in Hungary as well. In 2013, there was a record-breaking flood on the Danube.
Magyarország minden lakóját kivétel nélkül érinteni fogja, sőt, érinti már most is. A klímaváltozás, a globális felmelegedés.
János Áder, President of Hungary, called Hungary one of the most environmentally vulnerable countries of the region. On his initiative, people can join the former Vice President of the United States Al Gore campaign by registering on the website elobolygónk.hu. The purpose of the campaign is to gain 1 billion supporters before the climate change conference in Paris.
This is the year when we finally come together as a planet to solve the climate crisis. This is the year our leaders can take a giant step forward at the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, at the 21st Conference of the Parties in Paris, with, at long last, a global agreement limiting the emission of greenhouse gases. This is the year when people everywhere are standing up to call for climate action.
It will warm. Al Gore emphasized that such agreement must be made in Paris that will ensure a sustainable and prosperous future.
Economies. It will connect us all.
After 52 years, a Tivadar Csontváry Kozka exhibition opens on the 5th of July in Budapest. Visitors can admire 97 paintings in the building of the former headquarters of the Hungarian Army, with the cooperation of the Hungarian National Gallery, private collectors, and the János Pannonius Museum of Pécs, which owns the biggest collection of these paintings. Zsolt Páva, mayor of Pécs, said the condition of the city was that the paintings are expected to get back to Pécs after the exhibition, and the city would like to have a quality catalogue of the works of the painter as well. The mayor also emphasized Tivadar Csontváry Kozka is not as well known abroad as he would deserve it, which must be changed. That's the reason why he considers this exhibition in Budapest very significant. Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, launched a charitable foundation called the Prince Charles Romanian Foundation on his property in Szászfehéregyháza on Tuesday to protect the heritage of villages in Transylvania, support rural life and inspire sustainable development. Prince Charles arrived in Miklósvár in Szeklaland in the afternoon, where he visited the Kálnoki Castle and took part in a wood measuring program as well.
At this time of the year, it's usual that the Prince of Wales visits our village, this old lady says. The heir apparent of the British throne and his accompaniment paid visit to the castle of their host, the Kálnoki family. The reconstruction of the castle began on Tuesday. Prince Charles went to see the castle in its present state, and then after the reconstruction too, we hope we will enjoy the benefits when it gets ready, said the Countess. The perimeter of this 250-year-old tree's bole is being measured. It will get in the Romanian National Register of World Trees. Prince Charles also takes part in the measuring of the oak, which is the first tree in the program, called the most beautiful trees in Romania. The prince spends the night in Zolánpata at the residence of the Kálnoki family.
That's all for now from our team here. We'll be back tomorrow night as every night around this time. Thanks for watching and once English Language News Broadcast Hungary Report. Take care. Good night.